I am really curious to speak with the people who you are about to meet. They are here to talk about a native plants teaching garden. This was an Eagle Scout project done by a library regular, somebody who appreciates Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall. And his name is Jackson Keeney. Jackson, welcome. Do you remember what attracted you to the library? I imagine you've been going there for a long time.
Yeah, I've been going there since I was about 18 months old. Yeah. I think the original reason that my mom and I went there for the first time was because we thought, oh, they'll have air conditioning there. They didn't at the time. We found that out the hard way. But yeah, I've been going there for as long as I can remember.
Have some of the librarians been there that long?
Oh yeah, we've had multiple people that are like, oh, I remember when you were such a little guy. Yeah, the now retired executive director knows me really well, and she's been around for more things than...
That's not Maggie, is it?
Yeah, it's Maggie.
I know Maggie quite well, and I didn't realize she retired. That's yeah. Maggie Forbes, who we're mentioning. Now, also here is library director Walker Evans. You, I'm sure, had a chance to get to know Jackson.
Yes, indeed. In fact, very early on in my tenure as library director, Maggie made sure to introduce me to Jack. I remember her bursting into my office and saying, come out, you must meet Jack. It was very important. And I'm so glad that she did, because I was, you know, at the time, I think this would have been about 5-6 years ago. I was very impressed by, you know, what a self-possessed and interesting and curious person Jack was. And it's been a real pleasure to, you know, see him grow and change over the years, and very gratified and humbled to have him approach us with this project.
Now, also somebody who assisted Jack is here. And Jack, I'd like you to introduce the person on your left, and then we'll hear from him.
Yes, this is Chris Litherland, who helped us with all of our native plant needs. I believe in my paperwork that I had to do, I referred to him as a amateur native plant expert.
Yeah. That's fair.
So, yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Jackson came to me because I've been trying to bug the library for like years to do a native plant garden. And finally, through his Eagle Scout project, we were able to do that. But I've been native plant gardening for about 3 or 4 years now. My house was all just a lawn, and I killed it all, and it's all native plants, 320 or some odd species of native plants in my yard. So it's helped out the pollinator population a lot, and I just wish that everyone would kind of do this to their yards.
We did, and we did the same thing, Ricky and I. And it's, other than the invasives, which want to come in and we need to keep after, it's amazing how it can completely change how you feel about your yard and just what it does for the ecosystem. It's a terrific thing. And it's not, well, I was going to say it's not hard. It does require some effort, but it's about
very rewarding.
Yeah, eliminating grass and replacing it with natives. I suspect it requires a lot of buy-in first, and then a lot of planning. Jack, can you talk a bit about kind of how the project went from start to finish?
Yeah, well, I came to the library and really asked them, like, hey, what all do you want? Like, I want to do my Eagle Scout project here. What all are you looking for? And Walker, as well as a few of the other directors, met with me and brought up, we have an idea to put in a native plant garden. And I was like, okay, that sounds great. And so I think it might have been like that evening I went home and started typing up a proposal, because for my Eagle Scout project, we have to submit a proposal before we do anything and get it looked at by the advancement chair for the council. And I got that done. Like, really soon after I got it approved, we were all ready to get started. We actually got a grant. We applied for a grant, if you want to talk about that, some Walker.
I would love to recognize and thank the generosity of the Gismondi Foundation. For a number of years, they have provided a grant program to Allegheny County Libraries called the VITAL program, which stands for Versatile Investment to Area Libraries. We've benefited from their funding for several projects in the past, and this seemed like a really good fit. They were very generous, and we're extremely grateful to them.
So the folks at Scouting USA, I guess, did they approve your proposal, or did they have any feedback on it?
I didn't really get too much feedback, but we did get it approved, and then the next step was connecting with Chris and getting input as far as what plants we should get. And in reality, he sent me via email a list of 30 native plants that he thought would go well in the garden area with like everything that we had, because it's in a very sunny, dry area.
Lots of deer.
Yeah.
Yes. I can imagine. So what are some of the plants that you chose?
Well, we have some Ohio spiderwort, a bunch of different kinds of asters, including the aromatic aster, the New England aster, and late purple aster. We also have wild petunias, golden alexanders, some Husker Red, which I don't really know what that one looks like, but I know we have it in there. And then my personal favorite, we have the Mexican hat plant. Really neat plant.
Mexican coneflower.
Yeah.
Huh. Rudbeckia fulgida, I believe, is a scientific name.
Are these all perennials? I didn't know that you could have a petunia that was a perennial. That's neat.
Some of them are biannual, so they will just die and they'll reseed. I think that one is a biannual plant.
Twice a year?
Yeah, it comes up. Usually in the first year, it's really, really small. The second year, it gets pretty big, and then it reseeds and dies.
So, Jack, if the library suggested this is something they needed help on, which I think is significant. This wasn't that you had a passion for creating a native garden or a garden of native plants. You were responding to a community need, which is very significant.
Yeah.
In essence, are providing service to somebody that was looking for something that they had not been able to make happen. How did you think about gardening prior to all of this?
I thought it was a lot simpler than it turned out to be. You know, you plant something, you water it every now and then, and it grows. Yeah, no, it's a lot more complicated than that. You have to think about, like, structure and the kind of soil that you have and what the weather's going to be like. Like I said, we planted a bunch of stuff that's supposed to withstand dry, dry climate. And then it rained all summer. So then it's rained for like a ton of the time.
Yeah.
So
followed by a lot of heat.
Yes.
And, when did the plants go in?
They went in on May 15th, I think.
Yeah.
May 15th.
Oh, so it's been relatively
And they're already pretty big.
Recent.
So
yeah.
I mean, they were like 6 inches tall when we planted them, and they're already, some of them are already 4 feet tall. So they grow pretty quick.
That's amazing. Chris, do you live in the area?
Carnegie. So yeah. I'm only like half a mile away from the library.
Yeah, you're there as well. Walker, did any library patrons or neighbors express concerns such as, where's all the grass going? What are you doing? was there any, I doubt there was a protest, but did you find people curious about the project?
People have certainly been curious, yes. And I'll say that folks are not entirely unused to seeing change outside of our building. We had a big project in 2022 where we put in something we call Library Park, which encompasses a lovely walkway up our hillside, a lot of new tree plantings and things. So, change outside of the building isn't unheard of. The other aspect of this is that it's not our entire, you know, our whole amount of grass that's been replaced. It's a relatively small area. And, you know, our hope, we've talked about, you know, maybe wanting to expand more, you know, similar projects in the future, possibly. But for the time being, it's small, it's self-contained. But people are certainly interested and curious about it. We've gotten many questions about what's going on with the plants outside.
That's wonderful. Jackson, have you been helping at all with explaining what's going on or helping the community understand what it
yeah.
is you've done?
Well, we put up a really nice sign, actually. Shout out to my grandfather and his friends working at the High Point at Rebecca wood shop that they have there. They built this really nice sign. It's like 6 feet tall or something like that and has a whole bunch of information. It has the list of plants that we put in, and it has information about some of them. I actually put a QR code on it that goes to the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center, which has a list of all different kinds of native plants.
What a good idea to do that, because you're probably inspiring people to want to replicate this, and that's you're thinking, Chris, that's what you'd like to see happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure that next year when it's all big and beautiful that everyone will be walking by and seeing that they can also do that with their yards as well. So that's what it's all about, spreading the word.
What happens after Eagle Scouts?
So once the project is done, I still have to get a few merit badges, and then I will have an Eagle Scout Court of Honor, which basically is the big celebration of, hey, you did this thing that took you so many years of your life. After that, it's really just having fun with scouts, more camping, more outdoor activities. There's different societies I know, such as the Order of the Arrow, which I am already a member of, but on top of that, there's the National Eagle Scouts Association, which you become a member of after getting your Eagle Scout.
Some folks might be wondering about the relevancy of scouting. I'm not. I've met enough scouts over the years, but I'm curious. How has scouting made a difference in your life?
I'd say scouting has provided me with like a way to both show support for my country and also my community through service and through other really fun activities. Like I mentioned, camping. We go on a lot of campouts. We go fishing every now and then. Just a ton of fun activities that both allow you to support your community, your country, and your friends.
Do you know you're going into 11th grade at
yes.
Carleton? Do you know what you might like to do after graduation?
I'm looking into engineering as a field that I'd want to go into, either that or teaching mathematics at the high school level. Is another option. But yeah, so this project, unlike many, has absolutely nothing to do with my future plans. But yeah, it's something that I wanted to do to help the community at the library's request. Because that's the other thing with an Eagle Scout project. It's not necessarily about what you want to do. It's what the beneficiary needs done or wants done. And that's why I originally went to them and said, hey, what do you need me to do? Because I wanted to do something that I knew that the community and the library itself would enjoy.
It sounds like you're also, I mean, I'm sure you got help from Chris and from Walker, but this is pretty much self-guided. You're making the decisions. You're not, I don't think, you're having to meet specific deadlines, or it's really self-implemented and directed. I see a lot of nodding heads. I'm sure you wanted to get things planted by a certain time, but it's not like you're part of a bunch of rising Eagle Scouts that are all doing things in parallel with one another. Is that?
Yeah. Both fortunately and also unfortunately, I did have to make all of the decisions. Well, not all of them. Chris helped pick out the plants. Again, he's good at that. He's really good at that.
Oh, and a shout out to Arcadian Natives. That's where we got most of our plants from. Mm-hmm. And they just got their nursery destroyed by a flood last Saturday. So if you can go online, you can donate to Arcadian Natives, because she's one of the only native plant nurseries in Pittsburgh other than the Audubon Society that sells native plants.
Oh, that's a shame. Where are they located?
Just south of Washington. I think she's going to open up, but she does need donations and stuff. But it's amazing. She has hundreds and hundreds of different plant species that you can choose from.
If you're just joining us, we are talking about a native plant garden, and it's a teaching garden at Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall. And Jack Keeney is are you now an Eagle Scout?
Not yet. I still have probably another.
Have some badges.
Yeah, right? I have some badges to get. I probably have another year's worth of work, but after that I will be.
And this is his project. You just heard Chris Litterland, who helped with the native plants. And Walker Evans is here too. Not to turn the focus away from Jack too much, I was talking about relevance of scouting. Relevance of libraries is something I feel pretty passionate about. And I think the community does, too. Are you seeing some trends in use of the library?
I will say that we are so fortunate in Carnegie to have a history that's so closely intertwined with that of our community. Carnegie named itself after Andrew Carnegie when the two boroughs of Chartiers and Mansfield merged into one. And that is what led to the gift of the library to the community. It's been open since 1901. In that 126 years, we've served generations of community members. And one of the real things that I enjoy about my work is when folks come in and share their memories of, you know, I've been in this building for my entire life. You know, I remember coming here, you know, 60 years ago with my grandparents, that sort of thing. It's you know, very humbling to be a part of a long tradition like that. And so we've enjoyed great support from our community over the years. Certainly in recent years, I would say the library has only grown by leaps and bounds. We see very regular traffic through the building. Our visits to the building have increased steadily for the 6 years that I've been at the library. Our circulation is very strong. People are still checking out a lot of books, both in physical form and, you know, digital e-books and other online content. More than that, the library really serves as a community center in Carnegie in a lot of ways. We offer a lot of programming for children, a lot of programming for teens and adults. We're always trying to be proactively responsive to the needs that we see in our community, particularly as we see demographics changing. Our immigrant population has grown dramatically in Carnegie for the last few years, so that's an area where we're focusing a lot of attention. I'll mention too, we have a wonderful partnership with PIT through ACLA, which is the Allegheny County Library Association, through which we have a social worker who joins us at the library each year and can provide really in-depth and expert assistance to patrons who may be in need of food resources, housing resources, looking for work, all things that are really relevant and materially impactful on people's lives. So we're happy to be continuing to do this work, and we're glad to have the support that we have. We definitely understand its importance and how vital it is.
Jack, I noticed you smiling when Walker mentioned the notion of spending your whole life in the library.
Yeah.
You've been there since you were a year and a half or so.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, you know, as you've grown, the library has kept up in being able to serve you. How do you use the library these days?
Right now, I use it as a place to, well, I mean, other than as my Equal Scout Project beneficiary, of course, a place to go to meet people. I use it as a library, too, to check out books. And I've been up there for different events. My mom and I are part of a book club that Walker runs up there. And, yeah, it's a part of me, pretty much.
That's great to hear. I knew our time was going to go by very quickly.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to add anything that I may have not given you space to say?
One thing before we go off, I want to plug my troop, Troop 148 of Crafton, PA, for all of their support and help with this project and for keeping me in it in my difficult times and in my fun. Also, Chris, you're an Eagle Scout, correct?
Yes, I'm also an Eagle Scout.
I was wondering about that.
And Walker, you were a scout as well.
Yes, I never quite made it, but but I have very fond memories of my time in scouting.
Yes, I think I made it to Weeblo's, maybe Weeblo elect, but I did not make it beyond that. So what you've done, really, the perseverance, it's commendable to be part of something larger than yourself and to accomplish what you've done.
Thank you.
Yes.
Any other parting words?
Well, if we can do this, anyone can do this to their yards, plant a native garden, so...
And I'd like to mention, too, we'll be holding an opening event, a formal opening for this garden, on Saturday, August 23rd at 11 o'clock. That'll be at the library in Carnegie, 300 Beechwood Avenue. And just some light refreshments, a little bit of education about the plants, and a celebration of a job well done.
Perhaps we'll see if we can send one of our teen reporters out to cover that from that program. I think it could be a good story.
That'd be nice.
I'll mention that. Thank you to all of you, Jack Keeney, Chris Litterland, and Walker Evans. Congratulations, Jack.
Thank you.